That's the CERN Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland. It's a 27-meter circular tunnel that beams tiny particles at each other, almost at the speed of light. The collisions offer physicists a glimpse into what the universe may have been like mere moments after its creation. Kateve Asamagan, who has worked at CERN, experiments with a similar, albeit smaller, device at the U.S. government's Brookhaven National Laboratory in Upton, New York.
Yeah, we try to understand how the universe started in a very fundamental way as a system of fundamental particles that interact with each other. How from small things we have large-scale structures in the universe, from stars to galaxies and so forth.
Asamagan owes his position at Brookhaven both to his own talent and to the professors back in Togo who recognized that talent and helped him obtain a scholarship in the U.S., where he received his doctorate in 1995. Gratitude to his mentors fueled his desire to start the African School of Physics in 2010.
I didn't forget it. Sometimes people just need some help to be able to find the right resources. So together with some colleagues, we decided to create this school.
The school meets for 3 weeks every 2 years in a different African capital. Each session brings together 80 students from a pool of about 350 applicants. They are then treated to intensive lectures by top-flight physicists from around the world.
We get students from all over Africa that have at least 3 years of university education. The majority of them are usually at the master's level. They come from different fields, nuclear and high-energy physics, medical applications, computing, mathematics, and theoretical physics. So they have a range of background.
After completing the program, participants are paired with senior mentors who offer advice on further education, teaching opportunities, and how to secure lab time for collecting data at research centers and universities both in Africa and abroad. Helping primary and secondary school science teachers to be more effective is also crucial to the school's mission. Samagan says that when he was in secondary school in Togo, science was taught straight from secondhand textbooks from abroad. There was no experimentation.
You see the apparatus in the book, but direct involvement of the students in terms of playing with things and getting mentally challenged by trying to figure it out was not really there. And we want to resolve that.
The 70 or so science teachers who attended the school's 2018 session in Namibia were taught hands-on experiments that could be performed with scant equipment and resources. For example, using only a small plastic box with an aluminum plate, tin foil, styrofoam, pure alcohol, and dry ice, high school students can build a tabletop cloud chamber that detects cosmic particles from outer space. Another experiment teaches physics to younger children by way of art. Kids simply drip paint on a canvas, tilted at various angles, then observe the patterns it makes as it descends.
And from that, you can then start introducing the idea of gravity and then relating things falling down to the Earth going around the sun as being driven by the same force.
Kateve Asamagan predicts a bright future for African physics, in spite of the obstacles. The talent and the will are there, he says. What's needed are more digital libraries, continent-wide access to high-speed internet, political will, and hard work. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.